The women's hockey coach at Harvard is retiring after nearly three decades leading the team. And Katie Stone's decision to leave comes amid an investigation into allegations of her abuse, hazing, and racist behavior toward the team. Joining us to talk more about this is Katie Strang, a senior investigative writer with The Athletic. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So what do you make of the timing of Katie Stone's decision to retire?
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least. You know, from the outset, Harvard has said that they were aiming to complete the investigation into the allegations that surfaced in our article and the article in the Boston Globe by the end of the academic term, which concluded recently. So in that respect, it's not a surprise that we're seeing some level of resolution and clarity on her future right now. You know, there are certain important points in the hockey season calendar, recruiting itinerary, where the school probably needed to provide some clarity.
Would you mind reminding us again, what are the accusations against Stone?
Sure. Katie Stone is accused of essentially fostering a toxic environment within the program in which players were routinely pitted against each other, you know, subject to certain behaviors ranging from body shaming, microaggressions, attacks, insults, where, you know, there was insensitivity to both injuries, mental health issues, where there was hazing, where there was homophobia. So I would say a wide ranging base of allegations.
And you reported yesterday that Harvard says its internal investigation into Stone is complete. What do we know about that investigation?
Well, we know that it started in about the third week of March, not long after our story dropped. We know that they retained a third-party law firm in Jenner and Block, which is a pretty prominent law firm that has led other high-profile external investigations, most notably the one into the Chicago Blackhawks in 2021 that dealt with how they potentially mishandled sexual assault allegations from the decade prior. We know that investigators reached out to current players and staff members, and that they did make contact with some players that had left the program. And we do know, just from speaking to people who have spoken to investigators, you know, that they were willing to field any sort of feedback from players that wanted to reach out and share information, and were willing to do so while providing players anonymity and confidentiality, but that they didn't do, you know, sort of an active outreach and digging into attrition rates or players that had left the program prematurely or anything like that. So essentially, they didn't turn anyone away, but it doesn't sound like they did a ton of proactive investigation.
To put this in a bit of larger context, we've heard stories like these for decades in men's sports. Does this story indicate this is also a widespread problem in women's sports, especially at the college level?
You know, I'm hesitant to extrapolate, you know, one specific story and, you know, say that it's widespread amongst, you know, women's sports. But, you know, I think in sports in general, you know, I think it would be wrong to assume that, you know, misconduct, malfeasance, mistreatment only occurs in men's sports.
Katie Strang from The Athletic, thank you so much for breaking this story down for us.
Thank you for having me.